भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय can you give me that green plastic thermos which is behind there? Oh, orange, I'm sorry. Premature. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha, text 14. Nana Rupa. Nana Rupa Atmana Buddhi Swarini Eva Guna Anvita Tat Nishtam Agatasya Iha Kim Asat Karmabhi Bhavet Nana Rupatmano Buddhi Svairini Vagunandvita Tanishtam Agatasyeha Kimasat Karmabhir Bhavet Nana Rupatmano Buddhi Svairini Vagunanvita Tanishtam Agatasyeha Kimasat Karmavira Bhavet. Vaishnavis. Rupatmano Buddhi. Svairini Vagunanvita. Tanishtam Agatasyeha. Kema Sat Karma Virabhavet. Rupatmano Buddhir. Vagunanvita. Nishtam Agatasyeha. Kema sat karma virabhavet. Nana various rupa. One who has forms or dresses. Atmanaha of the living entity. Buddhi, the intelligence. Svairini, prostitute who freely decorates herself with different types of cloths and ornaments, eva like guna anvita, endowed with a mode of passion, and so on. Tanishtam, the cessation of that. Agatasya, of one who has not obtained. Iha, in this world. Kim asat, karmabhi, bhavet. What is the use of performing temporary fruitive activities? Translation, Emperor Poet by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni had described a woman who was a professional prostitute. The Haryashvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. And one fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Please repeat. Narada Muni had described a woman who is a professional prostitute. The Haryashvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. One fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place. What does he actually gain? Purport. A woman who has no husband declares herself independent, which means that she becomes a prostitute. A prostitute generally dresses herself in various fashions to attract a man's attention to the lower part of her body. Today has become a much advertised fashion for a woman to go almost naked, covering the lower part of her body only slightly, in order to draw the attention of a man to her private parts for sexual enjoyment. The intelligence engaged to attract a man to the lower part of the body is the intelligence of a professional prostitute. Similarly, the intelligence of a living entity who does not turn his attention towards Krishna or the Krishna consciousness movement simply changes dresses like a prostitute. What is the benefit of such foolish intelligence? One should be intelligently conscious in such a way that he need no longer change from one body to another. Karmis change their profession at any moment, but a Krishna conscious person does not change his profession. For his only profession is to attract the attention of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and living a very simple life without following the daily changes of fashion. In our Krishna consciousness movement, fashionable persons are taught to adopt one fashion, the dress of a Vaishnav, with a shaved head and tilak. They are taught to be always clean in mind, dress, and eating in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. What is the use of changing one's dress, sometimes wearing long hair and long beard, and sometimes dressing otherwise? This is not good. One should not waste his time in such frivolous activities. One should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. Nana rupatmano buddhi swairi nivagunanvita tanishtam agatasyeha kema sat karma bir bhavet. Narada Muni had described a woman who was a professional prostitute. The Haryasvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. One fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Sitarane. The end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Adyeshta Techaya Imam Dharmam Sampadam Aviyo Jnana Jagnena Tenaham Ishtakswam Iti Memati. That one who studies this sacred conversation of mine, he worships me by his intelligence. Intelligence is a very important part of becoming Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said that intelligence is the next door neighbor to the spirit soul. But there are different types of intelligence. Prabhupada writes in the verse, Indriyani mano buddhira ascha dishtanam uchate aitaravimohatyatyesha jnanam avrityadehina. That the senses, the mind, and the intelligence, they're the sitting places of lust, which veils the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him. So there is pure intelligence, and then there is lusty intelligence. Lusty intelligence, Prabhupada said, comes about by the desire of the soul. He desires lusty intelligence because he hears the glories of how great sense gratification is. Although, as Prahlad Maharaj said, punak punas charvata charvananam, it is the same thing over and over again, but people are thinking, matirna krishne paratuksitova mitobi padyeta griha ratanam. They're thinking that their happiness, their solution to their problems, will be found somehow or another in making a better arrangement in the material world. Either a better arrangement for eating, or for sleeping, or here it's emphasized for sex life, or for defense. Although it's the same thing, punak punas charvata charvananam, it is the same thing over and over again, adantago viravishitam tamizram. Although it appears to be something new, but it's simply the same impulse of the senses arising for gratification. And when the senses are gratified, then one feels a kind of satisfaction. Yanmai tunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham kanduyanena iva dukha dukham. It is just compared to the rubbing of two hands together to relieve an itching sensation. But under the spell of illusion or maya, people are thinking that this is actually satisfaction. But vishehe tadhira, those who are actually dhira or self-controlled or wise, they know that this is simply a illusory conception of happiness. That there's another type of happiness that's obtainable if one purifies one's intelligence through the proper process. And Prabhupada gives the process here, and includes in the process things like dressing like a Vaishnava. He doesn't take it lightly. You can do whatever you like, and everything will be all right. Just within your heart, identify yourself with Krishna, and then do whatever you like to do. No, we have to do what Krishna likes us to do, not only within our heart, but actually utilize, agree, Nimitra Matram Bhavasavasachin, agree to become Krishna's instrument. And Krishna knows what he wants us to do. It is not that, because Krishna hasn't informed me, therefore I have to do what I like to do, because I don't know what Krishna wants me to do. No, we don't know what Krishna wants us to do because we don't want Krishna to tell us what to do. And as soon as one wants Krishna to tell one what to do, then Krishna says, that Dadami Buddha Yogam Tam. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. Of course, people do not accept this intelligence very readily, this simple process of constantly chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore Krishna has introduced so many other processes to gradually attract the living entity so that one day he can come to this platform of simply chanting Hare Krishna and rendering service to Krishna. Prabhupada writes in that verse, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shravam bhajate yomam samayukta tamomotaha. That of all the different yogis, one who always abides in me in great transcendental faith, meditating upon me in devotional service, is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. So Prabhupada says, the beginning is karma yoga. Do something for Krishna, offers Krishna something. Yat kroshi yat ashnasi yat shahosi dadasi syat. Yat tapasi kondiya tat kurushva vanarpana. Do something, offer some fruit, a flower, some water, at least as a matter of duty, or whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away as well. All austerities that we perform, do something as a sacrifice for Krishna. And then the result is there'll be a little bit of knowledge, there'll be a little bit of detachment, but that's not the perfection of life. Just become a little detached from our misery, or a little detached from our misconceptions. One has to further progress to Jnana Yoga, where one can see things in the right perspective, or at least gain knowledge of how things actually are. Jnana Yoga doesn't mean to get a PhD at a university. It means to see ultimately how all living entities are Krishna's servants, and that their aim should be to revive their relation with Krishna, and our aim should be to help them do it. To act in such a way that one will be an instrument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and not simply a competitor for Krishna's movement. So here it says, when we have proper intelligence, then we can utilize it in such a way as to make progress towards reviving our relationship with Krishna. And as soon as we forget that that's the purpose of life, then at once our previous karma manifests itself and our objective in life becomes more or less how to eat better, how to sleep better, how to mate better, how to defend ourselves better, or try to avoid the problems of old age, disease and death, and then having to take birth again. So the materialists are claiming that they have some solution to the problem, or at least they're claiming that they're looking for the solution. But actually it's so frustrating trying to solve these problems, they wind up just making a world where people are distracted. Tatevidu swarthakitim hi Vishnu. They don't know if they focus their attention on Krishna, all their problems will be solved. Their real problems will be solved. Not the problems of eating better or sleeping better or whatever else. These problems will not be solved by chanting Hare Krishna in the sense that, well, in one sense, it will be solved by doing that because no one eats better than the devotees do. Generally, no one can be as peaceful as the devotees are, and no one can escape the miseries of mating and defending, or no one can learn how to have better relationships with the devotees than the devotees do, and therefore avoid all the problems that come from conflicts that arise out of lust, anger, and greed. But in any case, the materialist claims they have some solution, or they're looking for the solutions, and when they can't find the solutions, they just distract people by football and movies and newspapers, whatever else. They just distract people from the real problems of life, and they mislead people. Andaya tandira upigiyamanas te pisha tantra urudami bada. Therefore, materna krishne paratakshatova, or mit, what's that? Naisham mitis tavadarukramangrim, sprishadanarto bhagavat yanartam, mahiyasam pararuje vishekam, niskinshananam navranita yadva. We have to find devotees, associate with devotees who are trying to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, absorbed in the internal energy of Krishna. And in order to do that, we have to use our intelligence at least to come to the mode of goodness. We may not be able to use our intelligence immediately to fix our minds completely upon Krishna 24 hours a day, But at least we should know we should wash our hands before we eat. We should wash our hands after we eat, even if they look clean to us. We should know that I should control my mind and senses with my intelligence, see where they're going. Not look at where my mind's going. How nice. Let's see where it leads me. I'm an innocent victim. Wherever it takes me, I can just claim, well, it was my mind who did it. No, one has to control the mind and the senses and engage them as an instrument for Krishna. Then gradually, one can come to the mode of goodness. And in the mode of goodness, then the chanting of Hare Krishna becomes pleasing to the heart and to the ear. Satam pasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti rikarna rasayanam kata. Because we're in the modes of ignorance and passion, therefore when we chant Hare Krishna, therefore it's not as pleasing. But we don't have to stay in the modes of ignorance and passion. If we chant with enthusiasm, we chant with attention, then the result is Krishna will give us his internal energy. He'll bestow upon him his divine, his internal energy, Ladini Shakti, and then we'll become ecstatic. Then we'll be just like the iron in the fire that gets hotter and hotter and hotter, then eventually becomes just like the fire. So this is what intelligence is meant for, how to become in the fire of Krishna consciousness. And everything else is simply shrama eva hi kevalam. It is simply a distraction from the real mission of life. Unfortunately, modern society, they're very expert in how to distract everyone. As it says here, they're like the prostitute who's expert at changing the dress. But actually, it's going to be the same thing, old wine in a new bottle. That famous story of the man who became attracted to some prostitute, but she was a very expensive prostitute, and the man could not afford her. But he had a very chaste wife, and the wife went to work as a servant to the prostitute in order to please her husband so he can enjoy with her. Eventually, this ad, because of her selfless service to the prostitute became curious why she's doing so much service for her. She explained the situation that her husband was attracted to her, and therefore she agreed to meet with her husband. And when she met with the husband, she presented him some water or some lassi, one in an iron pot, the other in a golden pot, and asked her husband, that man, which of the waters tastes better, or lassi tastes better. So the man said they both taste the same. So she said, why do you think that sex life with one woman is going to be anything different from a sex life with another woman? It is simply the same thing in a different container. Realizing that, then he gave up his desire to enjoy with the prostitute and became faithful to his wife. So this idea that somehow or another this time is going to be better, this is Maya's expertise, yoga chalati manasa. She knows how to decorate the material world, at least decorate or bewilder our consciousness into thinking, with this type of dress, then everything's going to be very nice. This type of circumstance, then I can enjoy. As Prabhupada said, there's actually no past, present, and future in the material world, because millions of years ago, people were eating, they were sleeping, they were mating and defending. Indeed, probably millions of years ago, they were eating, sleeping, mating, defending much better than we are. If one thinks, well, a little bit of radiation, the food is makes it sparkle. People in barbaric cultures, they don't have radiation in their food, only in advanced civilized countries. Or we think because we can have food flown in from Peru, from Argentina, from Indonesia, that this is something advanced. What we don't realize is that the food was picked unripe or is gassed with all kinds of chemicals in order to preserve it. So when we get it, it looks like food. But even a normal, everyday, healthy rat wouldn't even get near it. It has a shelf life of some millions of years. But it's actually, doesn't mean that it's actually very good for you. In that famous movie, Super Size Me, and there they took some, well, we won't mention the other things, but they took some French fries, some chips from McDonald's hamburgers. And they put them under a container to see if they decompose. Because the idea is that if they're decomposing, it means at least the bacteria can enjoy it. But if they don't decompose, then even the bacteria wouldn't touch it. So months went by, and it was still perfectly exactly as it was the day they put it underneath the container. Not one normal bacteria would get near it. It didn't want to get sick eating McDonald's French fries. So what to speak of? You eat it and it stays there. Even when you leave your body, it'll still be there. And even if your body decomposes, no bacteria will ever get near it. Probably archaeologists millions of years from now will dig it up and find the same French fries there. So people at least thousands of years ago, they knew how to eat, when to eat, how to eat. They were sleeping, they were defending mating in a more advanced way than we're doing. But in any case, it is the same activity. And now people are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in their own way. And as an astrologer, I can predict that in 10 billion years from now, people will be eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is called punak punas charvata charvanana. But people think it's going to be different. We're going to sleep in a water bed, not unlike, instead of the floor. But I remember one time I was in India and Pune, and people were lying in the street. They were sleeping very peacefully. Even the dog, he sleeps very peacefully. They had nothing to worry about. They didn't have to pay the rent. There was no question of mortgage. There is no question of decorating their house or making their wife happy, whatever else, putting more paraphernalia in it. They were sleeping peacefully on the floor, nothing to worry about. Therefore, this idea that somehow or another we can make it better, we may be able to make it better in some respects, but the price is if we have to sacrifice our attempts to become Krishna conscious, then we're sacrificing something really valuable for something tuchava, insignificant. Therefore, the idea is that as we're struggling in this material existence, because everyone has to struggle, Prasad, even the Brahmin has to struggle in his own way. Everyone's struggling, but in the midst of our struggle, at least we should try to cultivate a sense of Krishna consciousness. And that's cultivated by hearing from Krishna's authorities, from hearing from Krishna and his representatives. That as much as people develop their Krishna consciousness, to that extent they can tell us how we can also use our intelligence and develop our Krishna consciousness. It's not a question of formality. It's just a question of how much people are steadily engaged, the devotees are steadily engaged in Krishna's service with enthusiasm and love. Krishna reciprocates with them. He doesn't think, well, this person, he has this position, or this person doesn't have that position, therefore I can't reciprocate. Krishna simply reciprocates as much as we're enthusiastic and steady in our service to him. That's all he's interested in. We may be interested in so many other things, but that's all he's interested. And at the end of the day, what Krishna's interested in, that's what counts, not what we're interested in. Therefore, although people may decorate themselves, they may manifest so many different glorious creations that people are marveling about in terms of technology or painting or art or music or culture, whatever else, but ultimately it's the Krishna culture which will actually help us remember Krishna. And only when we come in contact with Krishna and the spirit of devotion can we actually do something good for ourselves and therefore become a better instrument to help others also. And if we miss that point, then we missed everything. So, We'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you for the nice class, Maharaj. In the purport, Prabhupada is talking about Vaishnava dress. And some devotees are saying it applies only to the monks or people that are living like monastic lifestyle, and it doesn't apply for people that are working or grihasthas like that.
What was that, Vaishnava?
Prabhupada is talking about, you know, Vaishnava attire.
Yeah, okay.
So what...
Well, at least it applies to the sannyasis and the brahmacharis.
That's it?
No, it applies to... If you go to the temple, unless... I'm sure most of the people who... Go to the temple, what's the problem with wearing Vaishnava dress on the street, whatever else? There may be some... Just like in France, they just passed a law that the ladies, the Muslim ladies, can't wear their, I think it's called a burqa, or what's that?
One is a slip, that's hijab, and the burqa is the one that has the mesh over it.
So they can't wear those, either one of those. It's against the law. So we may have to, if that becomes against the law, to wear Vaishnava dress. Just like probably if you fly into some countries, it would probably be a good idea not to wear a Vaishnava dress. So sometimes we may not be able to do it. But when we can do it, why not do it? What's the problem? If one thinks he's a householder, or this or that, and therefore he has a different process of devotional service, or whatever, but that's... I never heard that the householders have a different process of reaching Krishna than everyone else does. Same process is there. We want to become an instrument. Therefore, those who are serious about becoming Krishna conscious, they do what's pleasing to Krishna and to Prabhupada. And here he says, he doesn't say householders, he said as much as possible we should wear a Vaishnava dress. What's the problem? What's the difficulty? Yes.
In the purport, he particularly stressed hair and beard. And he repeatedly said that when he was with us, that please don't go back to being hippies again with the long hair and the beard. And then he made that statement that time where he said, Lord Chaitanya came to save you and to shave you, because devotees had heard shave. And Prabhupada said, yes, he came to save you and to shave you. So we at least shouldn't give up the shaving part.
Yeah, so many different... In any case, we should do what's necessary, what's helpful for our becoming Krishna conscious. So if we're not sincerely meditating and trying to think what we can do to improve our Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada mentions many things here. Shaving the head, putting on tilak, always being clean in mind, dress, and eating, in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. So that's what we should do. And Krishna knows our sincerity, and he'll give us the intelligence what to do. But at the end of the day, we have to become Krishna conscious. And in order to do that, especially in this age, we have to, as much as possible, preach. To try to be peaceful and calm and happy in a situation where everyone else is going to hell is rather a sign of lack of compassion. And without some symptoms of compassion, it's very hard to attract Krishna's mercy, because Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's coming in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the most compassionate. He's not coming simply as an exercise or routine, because he had to come. He's coming out of compassion. So part of our development will be that development of compassion to help in him in his mission to help other people become Krishna conscious too. Otherwise, we can wear any dress, but this particular dress is to give people the opportunity to remember Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
I as a criticism of anyone, but sometimes I wish that we had a rule that you can't go in the Hari Nam van unless you wear Vaishnava attire. Because sometimes we're kind of relaxed about that, and it seems like to me that this temple has a nice facility for going on Hari Nam. It should be honored, respected, you know, that it's not just a thing to go out and have a good time, but it, you know, you're going in a certain mood, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to present ourselves as in a certain way. And people, actually, some people won't appreciate it. Those who don't like the fact that Krishna is God, they won't appreciate anything we do. And those who are a little bit more simple or innocent, when they see the devotees are, they have nice attire on, they become attracted by it. So we should do what's necessary to please Krishna. As far as the standard goes, that depends upon the people who are organizing things. But I think in general, I don't think we need this. Anyhow, it's a way of cleaning my vessel here. Thank you. Anyhow, we should actually be as strict as possible. But there are so many circumstances, I can't really comment too much on it. Anything else? But anyhow, your point is nicely taken. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.